Well, I was told this is on. You can all hear me okay? Good. Let's grab a few more books here. And I can't quite get it out of my mind at the moment. the colours that the wife of the pastor is tending to show up in. So prayer is a great topic. Same time, it's a mysterious topic. Prayer is something that we've heard already this morning. Lois kicked it off pretty good, I thought. And she mentioned Andrew Murray's book on prayer. Actually, Greg, back in November, when he spoke on prayer, mentioned the same book. And if you haven't heard Greg's message back in November, it's still online, VCF. And you might prefer to listen to that. It's a good message. Prayer is, as I say, it is a mystery. Yet at the same time, in Genesis 4, we're told that following the fall of man, it said that men began to call on the name of the Lord. So something happened. And I'd like to read a little bit in between the lines, just briefly, and to say this. That after Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden, there must have been an incredible disillusionment, an incredible discouragement, incredible sense of lostness, incredible sense of void. Here were created human beings that the very presence of God had been stripped from their lives because of disobedience. But Genesis 4, everything seems to change. And in verse 26, it says that they began to call on the name of the Lord. So something happened to create that change. And what I believe it is that the Spirit of God who hovers over this planet is always seeking to find out those who he can touch, those he has chosen to draw to the Lord. And I remember at the age of 17, 18, I'd been dating a young lady at that point, hadn't met Janet. She knows the story. But I discovered there was a hunger beginning to somehow rise up in my life. So I began to inquire about that. And I mean, I've been a Christian for some years. In my mind, I'd already led someone to the Lord, but it's more of a mental thing, I think. I mean, I trust that they went on to be much better than what I thought. But I know that for me, this hunger became an insatiable hunger. It was a hunger that I couldn't put my finger on, but I knew that it had something to do with God, had something to do with the soul, with the spirit. And so I began to seek the Lord, and began to cry out to the Lord. And I was, without realizing it, I was fulfilling what Genesis 4:26 was saying, that men began to call on the name of the Lord. Well, in the original, that calling means to actually call out loudly. It means a sign of a great hunger or almost a desperateness. And I know that sometimes in tears I would be at a place of seeking God, and I wasn't quite sure why I was seeking God or what I was seeking God for. I just wanted to know God, but I didn't know what. I knew God in here, but somehow there hadn't been something dropped or enveloped in my life where I was covered or filled or to overflowing. Nothing like that. Belonged to a Baptist church. My Baptist minister, good Baptist pastor, became the president of the Baptist Union in England. But Youth of Christ, that I was a part of, they had a conference. And I think I was, at the age of 18. And I thought, I'll go along. And I was in business, but they got the time off, so off I went. Around about the middle of the week, something happened that changed my life. And what it was is that Dennis Clark, who's from Africa, South Africa, some of us might know, he's with the Lord now, but he spoke. And also the leader of YFC, he spoke. And something happened following that meeting, and I thought, it's a good meeting, good message. But following that meeting, usually we get up and have coffee or tea or whatever. But nobody moved. Nobody moved. Now, I prepared a message this morning, but I'm quite prepared to just put it one side. Because it reminded me that I could be here this morning, and this would be nothing to do with me. But the Holy Spirit comes, He wants to touch our lives. I'll just step out of the way. When Holy Spirit comes, everything changes. We've heard some good testimonies this morning about answers to prayer. So I knew then, for the first time in my life, the presence of God. The age of 18. Until then, it'd been a mental conversion. So I asked one of the speakers, Dennis Clark. We were staying at a university somewhere in England, and for this conference, it was a holiday time because the students weren't there. And he came back to my room at my request, and I was just honest with him. I said, Dennis, I don't know what it is. All I know is I'm missing something in my life. I'm seeking, but I don't know what it is. I know it's to do with God. I've been going to the Baptist church for many years, but I don't know what it is. Fortunately, he knew and took me to the scriptures. The scriptures where it speaks in Acts 1 and 2 about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and how they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. Then to Ephesians, where Paul gives the command under the inspiration of Holy Spirit to the Ephesian church and said, be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak to yourselves in hymns and spiritual songs unto the Lord. So I looked at that. Yeah, it sounds good. Is that what I need? And I said, how does one receive the Holy Spirit? So he said, you ask, and you ask in faith. So my message has gone kind of sideways this morning. I'm not going to get past my testimony because we're going to have prayer groups here in a few minutes. And we're going to be invited to pray for different areas of need in our lives and maybe later on for our town here, our city, and for the nation. So he prayed for me. He laid hands on me. He spoke in another language, which I'd never heard. I'd heard my older brother had spoken in a different language, and I kind of suspected it was something to do with his tongues. Remember, I'm from a Baptist background, although originally C of E, and that's even more so in those days. And anyway, nothing happened. And then he got up, we'd been praying, and he said, it's between you and God. And he left the room. And looking back on that, I think it's the best thing he could have done. If anything's ever going to happen between you and God, it's got to happen between you and God. Others can show you the way, but it always comes back to the twosome, you and God, me and God. So I got back on my knees, and I just waited on the Lord. And as I did so, I just said, Lord, I've been told to believe you. And I confessed any sin that I was aware of, repented of anything and everything that I can imagine. I just wanted to know God. When I've discovered when we're hungry, nothing else satisfies. And as I knelt there, and as I said, Lord, I believe you, I found my believing began to connect with his faith. And when Jesus, speaking to disciples one day, when they're talking to him about prayer and about the healings and the miracles that are going on, he said, have faith in God. The actual original there actually means have the faith of God. So it's not just our faith. It's the faith supernaturally given by Holy Spirit. And as I was just believing the Lord there, I found myself believing. And I found myself believing. And I found myself believing. And as I believed, I found myself receiving. No, I didn't speak in tongues. I did later on. That was another story that upset the big prayer meeting. It wasn't in Canada. It was in England. But all I knew, I had no idea whether the light was on or off in that room. All I knew was, is that the Holy Spirit filled that room with light. And Jesus, I remember then from his word, said, you are the light of the world. The light that you and I are, set on a hill, is there for a reason, to shed light to all who might be in darkness. And so I found myself being filled with Holy Spirit. That was remarkable. It changed my life. I then realized why I was born. I then realized what my purpose in life was. I then realized that making a pile of money, which I was set to do. I'd already had an interview in London to move there and make it big. I realized then that was moved to one side, and I realized that what mattered now was the kingdom of God. So that's my early story. Later on, I discovered that other things began to happen, and I began to discover how God is and how God works. I went back to my hometown, and I just wanted then to get out on the streets and share the Lord. So we contacted those in Youth of Christ, and they happened to be from all kinds of different denominations. So we had something like four or five different outreach teams. And so I was running from coffee bar to coffee bar, trying to coordinate all of this. But we had a good time. We found that this light inside of us, that when we gave this light opportunity, in other words, stepping out and speaking to someone, the light began to shine. Till then, the light was still inside. But the light began to shine when we began to make that connection. And later on, I'd met Jan at that point, and Jan herself went through another experience with the Lord that was outstanding. And then slowly but surely, God joined us together, and we were going to the same YFC together. So I share that because it's 11:30. Our little plan was to finish by 11:25. I'm already a few minutes late. But I think I've said enough. Maybe there's another opportunity sometime. But I just mentioned this, so I began to pray and move out in prayer. I found that the Lord was leading me in prayers of thanksgiving and searching his name out and praying for people and situations. But then I found that he wanted to move me into more of the intercessory prayer, which means you begin to take the place off someone else and pray for them so that you're standing on behalf of someone else or on behalf of another situation before the Lord. And then I found that the Lord also wants us to move into prophetic prayer. And prophetic prayer is, I call it seeing prayer, because then you and I begin to move into areas where, when we move in that realm, we begin to break up the ground so that we can begin to see what God wants to do. And one of the things that's happening today, and one of the reasons I'm standing up here, I believe, is because something is happening not only in Vernon, not only in this great province of British Columbia, but throughout Canada, the USA, United Kingdom, and Asia. I haven't spent too much time, but discovering more and more contacts, it's this. There is a level of prayer beginning to rise. We are in trouble. Just a casual look at the news will tell us we are in trouble. But we have news today. Someone has already understood that and gone before and is preparing the body of Christ to rise up and to grab a hold of our inheritance and not only for ourselves, but also in preparation for what is about to happen worldwide. And I'd ask the question, is God about to move in an unprecedented way in these days? Is Holy Spirit about to be poured out upon all flesh that Joel spoke about, that Peter referred to on the day of Pentecost? Are the international prayer conferences that are happening in Asia, conferences on prayer in England, Canada, in the US, are these just happenings? I don't think so. Something is happening. It seems, or let me ask the question, has the throne room of heaven given the direction for the Holy Spirit to release the spirit of prayer worldwide? If so, I'd ask the question, is God speaking to you and to me about prayer? And not just the status quo of what it might have been in your life or mine, but as Lois pointed out, there's something more. And I do believe with all my heart that that something more is going to be made known to you and me as we step out in faith. Started when I was 17 for me. I don't know where it will start for you or for each one of us. But all I know is that if there's hunger and there's thirst, you and I are not going to be satisfied until we find our place in God to discover what He wants to say to us and what He wants us to do and how He wants us to go about living our lives. You might be changed as a result. I was changed. I believe God is in the business of changing. He seems to enjoy that. It seems that nothing stays the same. I remember the first time I got off the plane at Tel Aviv in Israel, leading a group there. There's an international conference and other things, and our tour. But stepped onto the tarmac in Tel Aviv. The presence of God came on me. And I thought, I'm home. I touched history. It goes back thousands of years. And the presence of God just filled my life afresh. And I thought, wow. And in moving forward this year, and here I'm going to finish, 2016, I'll say it the Canadian way, this is going to be, I believe, the coolest year of my life. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm working with Charlie and the elders a bit. Maybe later on I can touch on a bit on that. In England, I say, I believe it's going to be the most remarkable year of my life. I'm just a young 73-year-old. But you know, life and adventure is just beginning. So we're going to split up into groups now. Okay, Charlie? Okay, Dan, you want to take over now? You okay?
Test. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to, as an eldership, we wanted to, you know, Sunday morning service, we're used to listening to somebody speak the word to us, but today we just felt, you know, let's put some of this prayer into practice. And we thought of five different areas that we wanted to pray into. And Peter is going to lead one, and Charlie another, Matt another, and Paul is going to lead another. So there's going to be five areas. One will be the Holy Spirit and praying into that area. That will be led by Paul. And maybe Paul will get you to go in the back sort of corner there so we don't have to move all the chairs all over the place. Matt is going to be, Matt and Michelle, praying about marriages, family marriages. So maybe if you guys can gather in that area over there. Dan, that's me. We're going to pray about jobs and finances, provision. You can meet me over here. And Peter is going to pray about the community, Vernon and community. He's going to be over in this corner. And Charlie will be up front here, and he's going to pray for Burundi and Marianne and Ray and the issues there. So please think about where you would like to be and join each group. If it's completely awkward, just stay in your seat and pray. Keep a posture of prayer. But please join us, and we'll give opportunity to pray and pray for each other.
Good. I'd just like to mention that the downtown core, reason that this is getting the kickstart now is because Evie had a dream a little while ago, some of you remember. Judy said something, not aware of all the details yet, and Michelle has had something. And the other day I thought, yeah, I've been downtown a lot, I'll prayer walk it. And I was walking along and I met several people. One, when I usually ask people, do they believe in prayer? It's a good place to start because most people do. And then it leads on to all kinds of interesting things. And but as I was going along, I said, Lord, how can I pray? Some of us might classify ourselves, yeah, we know a bit about prayer. Yes, I don't. All I know is that every time I engage the Lord, it's usually something new, and he's teaching me something new. And by this time, as I began to speak in other languages, the presence of God just came came on me right in the middle of the street. And I thought, yeah, God wants to do something downtown. That's why we're going to kickstart this thing.
Yeah, good, good. So just to reiterate, Vernon, Burundi, jobs and finances, Holy Spirit, family and marriages back there. So we're going to take about 10 minutes here and let's practice what we preach.